Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a hell of a comparison to be compared to Josh Allen. But as you come into your own, Drake May has to be Drake May, you know. And I was just so proud of him, you know, coming in here and leading the team. You know, being a young quarterback can be hard sometimes, and that's why you have a supporting cast. You know, running backs making plays, receivers making plays, and let them know that you got his back. So I was just super proud of him.
Stephon Diggs, scoreboard. Patriots 23, Bills 20. I was sitting in the third row last night behind the Patriots bench. It's just hard to take your eyes off him. He is always up and talking and just gesticulating. Like, he's just, you've seen it. He was ours. I mean, there is so much energy with him. I was near fans who were giving it to him, and they got a reaction. I think maybe even from Diggs. They certainly got it from security. But what I was thinking was, did these guys not watch Ryder Cup? Because you have to, if the point is go Bills, how do you not know?
Just sort of don't poke him.
Some guys love it.
Right.
And they want it. And you know what he wouldn't as much like maybe is to be ignored. That guy cannot live being ignored. So, I mean, maybe we just don't heckle the best golfers in the world anymore, and maybe we leave him alone next time. But great game. I mean, he did it.
Yeah, I mean, he's – I don't know. He probably would have, in his head, draw up a scenario where I come back to Buffalo. He probably would have liked to get in the end zone. There's one, maybe his longest reception of the night, where he's trying to split tacklers. He ends up getting dragged down about the 2-yard line, and you see him – pound the turf the way you see DBs do when they know they should have had an interception.
Yeah.
It was that kind of like, I was so close. I almost, but still 10 for he's, May's the quarterback. And so he delivers on some promise and he's the story. But I think, Diggs 10 for 146 against your former team. And it was, divisive enough when he left. I mean, that's an incredible night.
They needed each other. But they've got each other. That's how they won this game. May and Diggs. Here's Adam with us. Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I've been listening to the show for a little bit, and great show. And thanks
well,
for
just
the
started.
Time to give us the. I've been listening since this morning about 9 and et cetera. I've had it on all day at work. I keep hearing this turnover kind of concept. And the only thing that bothers me is such athletes are allowed to have bad games. You know, we're not going to be perfect. And a perfect season is so hard to do anyway. Just one interception where he tried to force the ball in the middle of the field and et cetera. Everyone's going to make mistakes. And so I wouldn't really bash out, not you guys, but the media and the fans. Don't bash them too much. My second thing I want to say is, man, fantasy football, your lineup. If you started Rico Dowell, 34 and a half, 35 points he did for fantasy managers. Man, saved my day and a half. I'll tell you that. And then one other point that I want to make. Does it seem like there could be a connection after maybe a year or two? Maybe Stephon Diggs doesn't want to play with the Patriots anymore. Is there a way, and I'm not sure, and I'm asking you guys, is there a way that maybe Diggs in the future comes back to Buffalo?
Who knows?
If you're thinking about this and just a clear mind, right? Super Bowl teams that have won in the previous years, right? They had some decent wide receivers. I'm not saying they're Puka Nacua style and et cetera, getting a lot of yards per game. But it only seems that the offense of the Bills runs through, obviously, Allen and Cook. And some sort of spark needs to happen. And we have Dalton Kincaid. I'm just more or less, where do we get another good wide receiver in the near future? And do you think that maybe this year could be something where Keon Coleman breaks out a little more, like he's kind of anticipated and supposed to kind of?
Look, I mean, you've asked like 15 questions. It's been 5 weeks. Whatever the Coleman breakout is going to be, like, we're well into the season now. So it probably can't be Keon Coleman. Maybe he can do better than he's doing, but nobody's given them more than four catches a game here, right? Like, Coleman's making some plays. Big mistake last night. You get that with him, too. Is there a trade? Maybe. Like, there could be, we do this again like last year. Maybe there's somebody like that. I have no idea if Stephon Diggs will want to play for the Bills in 2 years. He'll be 33. I probably won't care if he wants to play for them in 2 years. But what's relevant right now is that he's not dead, right? That he came off a torn ACL in pretty short order for an injury like that and had a huge role in a very big win for them. So I don't know what will happen down the road, but it looks good right now, doesn't it?
It definitely does. There was question about when he got hurt and even into the summer, whether he'd even be available by now. And not only is he available, he's doing that last night. Yeah, I mean, your next opportunity is a little less than a month away at the trade deadline to augment, like they did last year, their receiving core. Oddly enough, after a couple of games where it started to dawn on them, hey, you know what? We don't have enough guys or even a guy who can separate on man coverage. And so that's going to be kind of our kryptonite here. If we can't, you know, if we play a team that trusts their corners and their DBs in general to play that way, you know, it frees you up to do a lot of different things. And so you can look at that market again. Maybe the Bills and Brandon Bean will arrive at the same destination they did last October, which was we need another guy. So you can go explore that. They'll be, you know, losing teams, the Saints, the Browns. Like, look around. Maybe you can do that. And if not, then we see how this year plays out overall. We've still got many months to go before we get an answer on that. But if they don't add something, or if they do, next winter and spring will be like it's sounded the last 3 or 4 years here, which is, do I need to get another guy? Or forget the question mark. I need to get another guy. I need more here. I need someone who can naturally get free of man coverage. Like the Samuel play on 3rd and 10, that looks to be zone coverage to me. I'm not an expert on this sort of stuff, but like he runs off the line. Nobody's with him, and he just goes across the formation, and there's a safety back there, but he's not even – he's just covering an area, not Samuel. So that came against what I think was at least zone or some mix of man and zone. But when they manned up on them, nobody really got a look.
Again, go figure, right? Like, this is
right.
This is usually what we're talking about when they lose. They just don't lose that often.
Right.
All right. Thanks, Adam. Here's Eric next. Hi, Eric.
Hey, peace, fellas. Yo, Bulldog, it was great to see you at Borderlands, man. What a magical experience, right?
Glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, man, it was so dope. Anyway, Shope, riffing off of what you were saying about Stephon's energy, it just kind of brought to mind that I don't ever really see that level of energy almost ever on our sidelines. And I know different strokes for different folks, but I think last night in particular seemed rather apathetic across the board. And on top of like being sloppy and whatnot. But did you guys find the team to be apathetic overall yesterday, or was it just a bad day? I'll take it off the air.
Okay. I can't say that I thought that, but I'm not saying that you're wrong. Last week, a couple times I brought up, you know, just talking to fans. We're exhausted already, right? I mean, there's night game after night game, home game. And I don't know, like that could have been something. Also, it's just sort of common sense that the Patriots would have had more motivation, even if that's the word, for this game. Like this was a lot. This was a big test for them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, not that much to lose. You want to compete with the Bills. And if you can beat them, even better. Whereas the Bills have to find motivation. Maybe it's harder. They're winning so easily. They're not really pushed. So it just seems like that would be common sense. But that wouldn't be true of everybody on the team, right? Just Diggs is such – it's why you want him on your team, not just because he's so good, but you want –
that sort of energy source. And, you know, we rode the ride, and it does eventually get old.
Yeah, there are times where it creates maybe as much or more trouble than the positive that it can create. But you get a game like last night, I'm sure the Patriots today are not at all worried about his personality or his style on the sideline. I'm sure they feel like they plugged into it and it helped them, you know. But if it goes the wrong way, it can be detrimental. But it certainly was not last night. No question about that.
Louis's next. Hi, Louis.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Bulldog. How you guys doing?
Good.
Thanks, Louis. I just kind of wanted to give my general thoughts on this game. You know, I think I'm a firm believer that two things can be true at the same time. On one hand, I think, yes, this is true. We had a bad game. It was a bad game, really, by all sides. I think that if we didn't have those two turnovers early on, I think it definitely would have been I think it definitely had a better chance of winning this game. I thought the load off to Dawson Knox was completely ridiculous. I have no idea why.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was called. That really hurt us. And I think, yeah, it's just a bad day. It was a bad night. And I don't think we should go completely bonkers, say our season is over because it's only one game.
No one is.
Who would say that?
No one is saying that.
Yeah, it's hard to go undefeated. It's hard to go undefeated. Yeah. But on the other hand, like, I could also say that fans, of course, are trying to say, like, it's the same underlying issues that this team has been dealing with for years, that they seem to from a lack of other big X-factor playmakers aside from Josh Allen and James Cook, you know, on offense and defense. It doesn't really seem like we have that real X-factor game changer on defense. You know, I mean, we thought we were going to have that a couple years ago with Von Miller, but instead he became a what-if. And, you know, now you just have this, again, like these solid players, but guys that, like, you know, aside from getting, like, some big – time takeaways, not really making the big things that we need. Like, you know, the third down defense is absolutely atrocious. The secondary was getting burned up all around, and Trey White clearly should not be in that cornerback two position. And I don't even know who else you could put in, because, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't know if we should. I think they're definitely going to play Maxwell Harrison at some point and give him a chance. And I think they'll probably ease him in, maybe not have him, like, play all the snaps right away. But considering that the time he got injured and the time that he's missed, it's very head scratching for me. But
like, well, thanks. It's just what happened. I mean, there's no mystery. It's just he got hurt, and of course they will want him to play when he's able. So I would assume that that happens as soon as they think it's possible. New England 3-for-9 on third down last night.
Yeah, the third down defense has been a problem for the Bills early in this season. It was not a problem for them yesterday. I think Dorian Strong was playing snaps against New Orleans, not because of any injury, but because they're looking for something to stabilize that other corner position. And he had suffered a neck injury, and I think they were just living and dying with Trey White. It's been a problem so far. Like, whatever we talked about last week, whatever order I prioritize defensive help in, I feel like corner is getting bumped up the board.
And Strong went to IR, right?
I didn't see that he went right to IR. Wow.
I think so. Okay. 4 weeks. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. Eric Wood at 4, Buffalo Football Monday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.